quality, this is no good, yeah. And conducting training program for local leaders and government officials, that's what we are doing at the moment, and even we are going to improve the quality of our training. And of course, monitoring and evaluating initiative. So, the other thing that I would like to emphasize, we also provide and already develop 7 roadmaps of PEKLB, so-called Peta Jalan PEKLB. So the 7th roadmap of the Center for Religious Harmony, in order to reach PEKLB Good International, as I mentioned earlier. And there are 7 steps, and one of the strategy is that strengthening regulation, participating in interfaith, nationally and also internationally, and I can tell you, this year we are going to provide Indonesia interface course. So we are going to invite those people from Europe, from Middle East, to come to visit Indonesia. Look how harmony Indonesia.
The National Energy Council expressed support for the plan of Russian state-owned enterprises to invest in the construction of a nuclear power plant in Southeast Sulawesi. This investment is seen as a strategic step to diversify Indonesia's energy sources and achieve national energy security. The NM emphasized the importance of strict safety standards in the implementation of the project. The Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency stated that the recent earthquake in Myanmar showed similarities to the twin earthquake event that occurred in West Sumatra. BMKG explained that the pattern and timing of the shocks resembled the previous seismic event in Indonesia. This agency continues to monitor developments and emphasize the importance of preparedness for such occurrences. And that was the news.
In addition to this, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego jawu, Daddy.
Viono. But you know what won't give your fake stays? Of course, it's the voice of Indonesia, dear listener. Where you can always send your suggestion and maybe some chant that you want to send to us through our social media. Of course, the status is always open. Where you can send through Facebook account, the voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOIListeners@gmail.com and also our WhatsApp number in +62 8213 812 130. And for listener, make sure to send your messages because we would love to read it out loud here on the broadcast. Maybe you can get your lucky chance like all of our listeners before and read their message online. So make sure to send as many as you can through our social media. And of course, here is a feature to accompany you in this last segment of Indonesia Today with me, Ray, with Karindi.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for their reactivity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fight colonizers, and for traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instruments, bamboo can produce different tone according to its shape. West Java is one of the regions in Indonesia which has a building bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instruments just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Oba Olek to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding. In 2004, Oba developed karinding, heritage of parents. Oba must preserve it because message from parents in older karinding arts is not extinct. Oba kept learning to make it, be shared, and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java. In the past, it was was made from palm midrash, so many people call it kawum. Now abba makes it from bamboo, because if abba makes it from kawum, karinim will get extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrash. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrash takes 2 until 3 years.
Kulit,
cara umurnya tidak lama, ada usaha bambu mudah, bambu banyak, itu umurnya 4 tahun, tidak bisa dibikin sekarang, tahun sampai 2 tahun ke depan baru bisa dibikin. Itu apa? Karena ini masih non-bambu sesuai di YouTube. Kita cek, harus non-bambu, harus sesuai.
Di Kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai ada eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni, itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Manu City, Karinding Art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Harry Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Then muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya Karat. Kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemarin lah. Dan mulai lagi menjadi masif di Kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah, lomba bayaran. Astaghfirullah, lomba nunagi. Astaghfirullah, lomba nungantrog. Astaghfirullah, ayah kolektor. Astaghfirullah, lomba bayaran. Astaghfirullah, lomba nunagi. Astaghfirullah, lomba nungantrog. Astaghfirullah.
Kristi nuhun, nuhun pisan tos kabalayar ayo naman.
You also can sing to Kanye rhythm and title by Stick 5 and song by Kanye Attack. Kanye is usually a big solo or group which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tune or rhythm. In the past Inchi album, Kanye was played together with the pop-up or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Anna Olive, there are 4 types of tune in playing Kanye, namely, Sonaret, Komundangan, Kareogan, and Irigiriman. Kanye can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of Kanye's bundle artists to preserve traditional music.
Untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun, yaitu asal cun atau nada-nada yang dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang karena ini tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada.
Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri. Because the company and the kinds of music, if the tones are compromised, I'm unhappy if anyone says that Kanye does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually, and there was no agreement about the sound. So Kanye has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of Kanye, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are so many who have to preserve our instrument.
Harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus menyadari hal kesenyanya sendiri.